Good evening, Salmat, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is good to join with you all once again.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you,
thank you,
back talking to us.
I am always happy to listen to what you are doing and saying, and very much take it on board of all the worries that you have. But before we go any further, I wish to say to you all, do not despair about your world. The Earth planet has always suffered many setbacks and complications. There is much fear in your world at this particular time. But I say to you, my dear friends, uphold the faith that you have in all that is good and the wonderment of this world will always begin to shine through for you. You understand what I am saying to you?
Yes.
Never allow yourselves to become so despondent that it affects the way you live in this world. I am not here to tell you that everything in the world will be gentle and good and an earthly word rosy. It never will be. Because if it was, you would not still be here. So, my dear friends, look forward. Give upliftment to all those people who need uplifting. And that includes yourselves. After all, are you not only human, as well as spirit?
It's true. Yeah.
So take the time, my dear friends, to, as I say, give upliftment. Before I leave you this evening, I will send with each of you the feeling of joy and happiness, and the feeling that you can create the most beautiful peace throughout your world. And you can, my dear friends, if only you will dedicate yourselves to this task. I hope by now you have realized that what I have given to you always is a fact, even if it is not immediate it is always the truth.
Yes.
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 And for this, I thank you all, because in listening and dealing with my words, you are creating a beautiful light. Beautiful light. So I say to you, just be quiet at times of troubles. Allow yourselves to go inwards, and all of your problems will not seem so bad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have any questions this time, please ask them now.
I have one question. Recently a friend was talking with me about the rainbow body, which I think is something the Tibetans traditionally know something about. And I just wondered, is there a good purpose behind this rainbow body, way of exiting the physical body? And is how common is it, in fact, on this planet? Do you understand the term rainbow body?
I know of what you speak.
Yeah.
I cannot say more than it is a form that has been developed by many of the people who come to the earth plane.
Yeah.
The word rainbow should give you the clue to the answer. Because as you know, pure energy is full of many colors. And it is a way of utilizing these colors for whatever purpose they wish it to be used for. So I would not say it was widely spoken of, but it depends on individuals and what they are looking for in this life, to help them to go to other places, or in fact to help them to pass.
Right.
There is nothing complicated about this, but what you need to know is that it is quite natural to be able to use the beauty of light and color and energy. Is that helpful for you?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Come, my friends, you have gone silent.
I saw something yesterday which made me think. We were at the Kennison-Avon Canal, and we were looking at these giant wooden locks, these doors that allow the water to go through. And it just struck me that this enormous lock gate, which probably weighed about the same as four cars, could actually easily be moved because it was in perfect balance. And that got me to thinking about when we are in perfect balance, how much more we can achieve. Because with this lock gate, you just had to press on it gently and patiently, and it suddenly started to move.
Yes.
And I thought that was a nice thing to think about in life as a whole, that when we're in balance, we can achieve so much.
All around you in the world are signals that are there to help you to grow.
Yes.
And you have just named but one thing.
Yes.
There are many signs within your world which help you to take a step forward or to create a thought that is useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I commend you, my dear friends, for noticing such things.
Yes.
Yes. Too often in your world, people are in too much of a hurry.
Yes, they are.
They do not take the time to even know themselves, let alone to notice the signals on this planet.
Yes. Wow.
It is available to each and every one of you, all of these things.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, I shall be looking for the signals, and yes.
And yes, if you equate these signals to your own self, you indeed would become a very balanced and easy person.
Mm.
A perfect, almost human being.
I think nature itself holds so many of these signals. You see the way that nature works.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I can take something with that.
The great creator would never make any silly mistakes in the creation of the worlds that you know of.
No.
It is a great lesson, and one that I am pleased that you have raised.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
On the other side of that, Sally, mate, you said about the fear around the world, and I'm wondering if you're thinking about this virus that's attacking people, the coronavirus, they call it. And it was supposed to have originated in China from, I don't know if it was fish or animals or what it was, but the Chinese don't look after their animals very well. Their animal rights is not very good at all. And I wonder if it was because of the way they were treating their livestock that caused this problem. I don't know if you've got anything you could say on that?
Yes, any imbalance on the planet is caused by abuse of some kind, whether it be animal, human, or some outward indications. But yes, it is always an imperfect balance that causes all of these interactions within your world. It is quite simple when we look at it, but to you who still live upon the earth in this world, there are many things that can go wrong because of the way thought is misused, the way actions are misused, and in fact anything that creates imbalance. So yes, I would say to you, my dear friend, that was the start of the problems, a misuse of animals. After all, when you create negativity anywhere, it will have to have its outcome. You understand?
Thank you.
I'm finding that with some of my friends and acquaintances, really, Sam, the ones that seem to have a very negative outlook on life seem to be far more ill with illness than people that think they're going to get better.
Yes.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I do know, my dear friend. Of course I understand. Any negativity can only be harmful. And unfortunately, in the earth planes, people feel they know better than what is right for them. But yes, any negativity or imbalance is not good for the soul or the body.
It's quite hard that people don't seem to really believe in a soul or spirit. They just think that there's human life, and so it's really hard to help them, really.
Yes. I would not be too concerned about those people. Some of them would have chosen that life.
Yes.
That not knowing anything because they do not want to. But I would say to you, this is their opportunity to grow and to understand. and all you can do, my dear friend, is to pray for them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Send good thoughts, balanced thoughts.
I sent them the links to your website now as
well. Right, of course.
Yes, might help.
Yes.
I was chewing over a question about looking at Earth's history and various empires like the Roman Empire and the British Empire, and that they all seem to come and try to dominate the world.
Yes.
And then they sort of, from what I understood from the history lessons, they sort of fell apart from within.
Yes.
It wasn't another force fighting them. They fell apart themselves. And I wondered if...
It was their own greed, their own negative thoughts. Yes, there have been many times throughout the world, your Earth planet, when nations have fought against nation.
Hmm.
Always thinking that they knew best, instead of living in harmony and peace and sharing and caring, they decided they would be the power of all other peoples. And again, it is a negative thought. So when you have unions of negative thoughts, that is the power that becomes the most powerful. Do you understand? And that is the cause for the downfall.
Right, but it's not based on love, so it's not based on truth. So
no.
it hasn't got any foundation.
No.
To it.
It is a power struggle. That is what it is.
So,
and that is what I have to say is happening in the world at this particular time. There are too many leaders, too many people who want power, who are not doing the best for other people.
Yes, I think a lot of these leaders don't sleep enough. often leaders boast that they only need 3 hours sleep or they only need 2 hours sleep, and I think that I've been reading a book lately that says that's not true, that you do need the sleep to stay in balance. You need sort of between 6 and 8 hours.
Yes, because the body is made to rest.
Yeah.
It is not, although you are spirit and human body, you still need the balance. And sleep is part of the balance. So that is why they create problems for themselves. You start off with sleepless nights, then you become irritable, then you become unkind to another. It all has a problem with growing and not allowing love and kindness to enter your lives. I believe you have begun to recognize some of my words about what is found in your seas.
Yes.
Is that a castle?
Hmm?
I think it was a castle that was discovered under the sea.
Oh, right.
Yes, there is much more to be discovered. So look towards your seas and waterways. There is much history there, because I know as a group you are most interested in the history of your world.
We were reading a book, Lobsang Rampa, and he was talking about some form of people that were very, very tall, and I think they were purple colour, and they were sort of in Antarctica under the ice.
Yes.
And they'll be shown at some point when the ice is melting, they will be revealed.
Yes. There is so much for you to know and understand. But how much you need to know to allow you to be a good human being is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as a group you have been very good at expanding the knowledge of love and truth.
Yes.
And for this, my dear friends, I can only say how much you have helped in your own way.
Well, it does feel good to do it as well.
Yes. Yeah. It will, because it is what you're truly meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it's sort of hard to feel when we hear some of the leaders going completely the opposite way,
yes.
not going towards the help towards other yeah. people. It sort of hurts and feel not very nice inside.
But try not to judge too harshly.
No.
I know I say it often, but if you can express your dissatisfaction in a loving way, so much more can be attained.
I think that's one of the hardest lessons, to get that balance as a human being.
The hardest lesson for any human being, my dear friend, is to love yourselves.
Yeah.
Because when you have achieved that, then you can help many people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even without the use of words, sometimes just with a look or an understanding thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it is a bit like these old empires, these people that politicians, if you like, leaders that aren't sort of haven't got a foundation of love behind them, they'll be so transient that they'll come and go, and I wonder if they even need much resistance, because they'll fall over themselves.
Yes, the realization will come to them eventually. So that's why I say to the lady, don't worry if people don't understand what they are doing, because eventually the realization comes.
Mm.
And that is when a life will suddenly take a change upon itself.
Mm.
And that soul will begin to understand what this life is all about.
Mm. At a deeper level, would it be to say that everybody on this planet, without exception, with the knowledge and everything that they have and their level of experience and through their many lifetimes, are actually doing the best they can?
Yes. They should, with different lifetimes, becoming purer.
Yes.
Should be becoming lighter. Should be becoming more aware of the truth and the light around, even in the midst of darkness.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
If you are in the midst of darkness, you have the power to dispel that negative area and to become bright and loving and true.
But I was thinking that if you could think that everybody on the planet is doing the best they can with their knowledge and so on, in a way that helps to remove judgment.
Yes, it helps. But we find that judgment is one of the harder things to do for you as human beings. You do not find it easy to be non-judgmental.
No, we don't.
You try very hard.
I don't even realise we're being judgmental sometimes.
This can be a problem. But yes.
When you see politicians going to war, we know that killing is wrong.
Yes.
So we have to try and acknowledge that.
You have to try to influence with the thought patterns.
Mm.
That's the only way they will change.
Mm.
They may even deny knowing some good if they have set their mind on being strong and powerful and forceful. then they are negating and life becomes harder for them.
Mm. Is that the same for, would you say, serial killers? Because I watched this documentary on Ted Bundy, and
yes.
he killed many women and explained it like he wasn't mentally ill. He would just, it overcome him, this feeling like he had to go kill people. So
yes,
it was there a choice there? He could have.
But although he thinks he had no mental illness,
mm-hmm.
I can assure you that mm-hmm. there was problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, you can never explain as a human being what is in another's mind.
No.
You never can and you never will.
I think there are very many, many levels and degrees of what I call mental illness.
Mm.
I think there are so many degrees of it.
What is mental illness?
Just a lack of balance within
life. It is
life.
A word that is used for dis-ease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have spoken to you many, quite a long time ago, I believe, in your time, when I said all disease is caused by dis-ease,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and I feel that speaks for everything in your world.
Yes.
Mm. It is dis-ease.
Children or people who are born with what term today is Asperger's or those sort of diseases, is that actually also a disease, or is that just a different way of looking at life?
With people who come to this life with a problem already, it is usually a wish for that to happen. And that is why you find they do not have a full lifespan. You understand?
What do you mean they don't live to a long age?
Some of them do not. And sometimes it is that they have chosen parents who would be prone to for that condition to happen. You cannot just put it in a straight line. People come to this earth for many reasons. Some come with illness, as you call it. I would rather call it they come with an exceptional gift.
Mm.
Oh, right.
Mm.
But they have chosen to do that.
Yeah.
But that does not apply to everyone.
Mm.
For the majority of people, it is a dis-ease when they come to this world that they need to try to fix for themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Can I just ask as well if there's one aspect that I always struggle with a little bit, which is my understanding is we all come to the earth to live our chosen experience and to learn and to develop and grow. And my understanding is we get to a point where we've evolved so that we don't necessarily need to come back to the earth again to have further experiences. Therefore, won't there come a point where all of those in spirit at the moment and all of those on earth as we are now will evolve to a point where we don't need to come back, and will that then be the end of the earth as we know it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the end?
I understand your question, my dear friend. You will never know the end of evolvement.
Okay.
So we are speaking deep matters here, and something that I would not discuss because you would not understand.
No.
What happens when you come here? You come to learn. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do learn, some people do not, and return to spirit, shall we say, empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When you speak of returning, that decision is made by the soul itself. It is never pressurized into doing what it does not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because when first you come back home, and I call it home because that is your true spiritual home, when you come home, that choice belongs to you. But what seems appropriate to me is that first the soul or the spirit has to find themselves before any major consideration of returning to earth is made.
Mm.
It is not automatic, and you can remain in any stage of evolution, and it is slightly different from the evolution of the worlds and the stars and the planets. It is not the same thing. It is a growth of spirit.
Mm. But normally with a development or a growth, there's always an end goal or an achievement, isn't there? We're used to...
There is a moving on, yes. It is a moving on from one level of... We call it spirit only for the use and understanding of the word.
Mm.
But yes, if you have felt that you've attained the level that you wanted to on earth, then of course you can move forward.
Mm.
If you move forward, you do not come back.
Okay.
You seem confused.
I think you're right when you said that we wouldn't, or I wouldn't necessarily understand in my human mind.
No. Let us go to the beginning when you have lived a life on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I speak of the people within this room now, you have all lived in a past time. Not once, but many times.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to know, how long do you have to do this before you can move on? That is entirely up to the soul.
Mm.
You may stay on one level. Let us assume that you have just passed. You would wish to stay behind to greet others, would you not, if you are a group soul?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether it be children or family, whoever you've had connection to.
Sure.
So that decision belongs to the spirit or the soul. But when you reach the point where there is no need, or you cannot learn any more from that experience, you can move on.
Mm.
I mean move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become lighter as a being. You become lighter and lighter. And eventually you will be united into that group soul, in the same way that animals do, but very much sooner than you would do.
So will there ever be a time when everybody's reached that point?
Not altogether, no. Mm. There may be the destruction or the withering of the planet Earth, but that does not stop us being at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm.
Thank you.
Does that help you?
I think it does, yes.
If you are not sure, please speak now and I will try to clarify it for you.
I think the struggle for me is just to accept the infinite sort of everything.
Yes.
Really.
I believe if you spoke to each one here individually, they would not be able to explain eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a complicated thing to understand.
Mm-hmm.
If we take time out of it and just look at things that we do as experiences,
yes,
it is our choice to just keep experiencing, but not necessarily thinking, oh, I'll grow if I do that. It might just be... Oh, I wonder what it would be like if.
Yes, but you have to have reached a point, a degree of love within yourself to become that lighter being and to move forward. You may not necessarily see it, as you say, as an opportunity, shall I say. It will happen naturally.
So can some souls then take a step backwards as well? Because we've spoken about Hitler before in the past, and that he still is in a self-imposed darkness.
Yes. And he is the one who remains in that state until he is ready to recognize what has happened in this life.
Yeah.
Or the life that he has led.
So when you talk about getting lighter, is it possible to get heavier or darker?
No, you would not get darker once you are in the spirit realm. But what happens in the spirit realm, if you have committed, shall we call them crimes for your understanding, if he had committed so many crimes, he could not become worse. And he has to recognize then what he has done and how many people have been affected by him.
Mm.
When he is ready for that, there are beings ready to help him. But he has to take that first step.
Mm.
So what people on earth call hell is in fact the hell of their own thinking.
Somebody suggested to me once that he may have chosen, or in spirit he may have chosen, the role of Hitler on earth to create opportunities for other forms of growth for other spirits in their experiences on earth. So for example, he would have created an opportunity for people to have been persecuted and to have experienced what that's like as part of their growth, and certain...
That would never happen.
No, okay.
I will tell you now, that way of thinking would never happen in spirit.
Right, okay.
He would remain in his own darkness until he was ready to be forgiven by all of those who have been harmed. You have to be careful when you speak about what people do for their own benefits or for the others' benefits. When you come to spirit, you are responsible for yourself in the same way as you are responsible here on earth. You cannot change that. And not everyone was born to come and be evil. And let me tell you, I don't like the word evil, but for the understanding of human beings, that is the best word to use. We know and understand in higher realms that you have to understand yourself very well first before you can become the person that you should be.
You have said to us in the past about people who do bad things, or what we consider to be bad things on earth, as being misguided.
Yes.
And maybe that's how they have become the way they are, these, as you say, evil people. They're just misguided, they've gone down the wrong path, listened to the wrong people.
Yes, of course, that is what happens quite a lot in your world. That people, you all have choices, you all have your own thinking, your free will. It is up to you whether you take the pathway for good or the pathway for not so good. No one forces you, and whilst you are living as a human being, that is your responsibility. But certainly there is a period of time when you first return home to spirit, where you can see what has happened in your lifetime, almost like people have described it as like watching a film.
Mm-hmm.
You will find everything you, and you will know instantly whether that was good or bad move.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You cannot deny when you are in spirit what has happened in your life.
Mm. Mm.
Now, has that helped you? The only other thing I would say to the gentleman, please, when you were speaking of Hitler, was that he would be in a place with like-minded people. So there would be no reason for him to try to encourage them otherwise, because they are all in the same darkness with their thoughts.
Oh, so where he is now, they're together.
You will all, this applies to each and every one of you, you will be drawn to where you belong, with like-minded people, with those spirits or angels or whatever help is needed, that is where you will be. And yes, that is where the word hell has come from. It is not hell as it has been described, but it is an understanding of dark thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not be allowed to be in contact with, say, someone who has led an ordinary life or a good life, shall we say.
Mm. So if there's a concentration of
Darkness,
yeah, and they're all together. How do they get out of that? You know, because there's no, is there any influence on them to consider
they are
what they've
being
done?
Influenced all the time. There are angels, I call them angels in that world, who are trying to help them all the time. The offer is there for them to change. But again, it is their free will, whether they accept or not.
Mm.
Once they have accepted what they have done, they then move forward into, you have heard it so often, move into the light.
Mm.
That is virtually what it is. It is moving on from not so good to better.
Mm.
There are stages of understanding.
Mm.
Does that help you?
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
That's one of the big differences, I suppose, between spirit realm and the earth, where we come up against a real mixture of people, whereas in spirit, like attracts like, sort of people of similar minds.
Yes. It could not be any other way, it has to be. And let me say, when we have been speaking of evil thoughts and all of that, most people who return home to spirit are good and decent people.
Mm.
Mm.
But as you know, in your world now, there are always those who wish to do harm to others.
Yes.
And we know from teachings of teachers that you do not harm one person ever. It is not acceptable.
Mm.
Just the problem we have here is when we put the sort of naughty bad people all together in prison, we don't really give them much opportunity to grow in there. I don't think we do enough to help them to change, to influence them for good, really.
But as long as there are people who are trying to influence, that again is up to the individual person, whether they accept it or not.
Yeah.
You can try to help someone, but if they are not ready for that knowledge, there is nothing you can do. But you have done your best to try to help them with good thoughts. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
It's not an easy subject, and people always think why this or why that.
It's not easy to send loving thoughts to those people that do all these
things. We understand this too, because you are human. But that is why I've said to you, you must love yourselves first. Yeah. And when you love yourself, you have no thoughts of what is the word I am looking for. You do not wish to be doing anything that is not right.
That's right. Yeah. You don't want to think bad things about the bad people. You want to send good thoughts to them as well.
But we understand in spirit that all of these things are not easy.
Mm-hmm. So how does it happen when somebody's sort of having bad thoughts or thoughts about something they don't really want to happen, certain accident or something like that, and by thinking it so much, they're actually creating the action. So somebody's going to take the action into hurting them.
Yes.
But then that person probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't called, or I'm not quite sure how that works out.
But that is, again, I repeat myself when I say it is up to the individual with the separate thoughts to understand himself.
Yeah, the one that called it have to change his thought patterns.
Yes.
But then the one that created the action in order to go in harmony with what was being put there, the negative activity, or somebody's afraid of having an accident, and then being so afraid of it actually had created one, and somebody crashed into them or
Yes, there always will be these problems on the earth, because again we get to some deep studies when we are thinking about what people are thinking and what they are doing. And as it stands, I feel that everyone should be responsible for their own thoughts, whether they are the right or wronged ones.
Mm-hmm.
They are still responsible for whatever is happening in their lives. You can create, and I have said it many times, your thoughts can create itself and cause things to happen.
Yeah.
But that makes you responsible for the action.
Right, even for the other one that meant to, but just happened to be there.
Mm. Yes. It's a complicated subject, and perhaps one we can talk about another time.
Yes.
But I feel for this time we have spoken enough.
Mm. Yes. But the incidents do create learning, don't they? On different levels and different ways, people think about what's happened and then sometimes ask questions on a deeper level about why it happened. So I can see it all creates learning, doesn't it?
Yes,
all of our incidents that we have.
It's very difficult for the human mind, the brain, to understand some of things we are saying to you. But what I wish to leave you with, my dear friends, is start to become more aware of yourselves, what you are as a human being and what you are as a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
And only when the two are aligned will there be peace and harmony with you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the basis of living.
Mm.
That is where you learn your lessons, when your knowledge of yourself is so deep and so good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope you understood my words, because I know it is difficult to take in at times and makes you wonder. But in that wonderment, you will find the truth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And that is what I've always wished and tried to do with you.
Thank you so much. It was really very, very interesting this evening.
There's a lot to think about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more food for thought.
Mm-hmm. Rereading, re-listening, and let it all sink in.
Mm-hmm. You can only do your best. If you feel an action is done with a good heart, then it cannot be far away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So as I take my leave, I am so pleased to have joined with you again, my dear friends.
So are we.
And until we meet next time, I leave you all cloaked in my love and understanding of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you leave this place this evening feeling a little more uplifted.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the love goes with you.
Our love goes with you, yeah. Thank you.